This is the Ash London Live podcast. Ash London Live.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. I know you probably think I'm a bit of a stalker at this point, but, you know, we're playing the song every night now, and Australia needs to just be your best friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
You get it, man. I watched a video of you dancing on Instagram just before, and I always wish I could be one of those people that does, like, interpretive dance because it looks so sick. Like,
That's good. That's some good moves.
Yeah. Would you like turn your, oh, no, to not turn your chair. I guess you don't do the voice singing, but would you like put me through to go to LA and give me the golden ticket with my dancing if you were the judge on one of those talent shows?
Oh, yeah, for 100%.
Thank you, Tate.
100%.
So how has life been for you? Have you been, you know, up to anything really exciting? Have you been creating more, or have you just been watching the internet from your house as you get more and more famous and You Broke Me First continues to get bigger?
It's been kind of crazy. We finally, like, filmed the music video recently with masks and everything. So, and we're, like, a new song's coming out super soon, which is really exciting.
With who? Tell me the person.
I can't say it just yet, but I'm really excited. We have a music video filmed. We wrote it, like, during quarantine over FaceTime.
What?
So yeah, like, it's really weird. Like, I had met him first time.
Okay, we know it's a boy. It's a boy. Okay, yes.
Oh my god, I'm so bad.
Gotcha.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Ash London Live and Online presents The Vamps.
Hey, this is The Vamps.
What does that feel like? Because I've never released an album, especially not an album like this. Because what I've heard, I know this is, like, you've gone to kind of a new level with this sound, with this. So I know that there would be so much emotion inside of you. Talk us through how that feels to be 2 days away from it.
It's really, really weird. I was speaking to someone yesterday about it, because you're doing this for, like, 2 years of your life. And like you say, you put so much into it, and then it's out, and it's like, ugh. It's like just, it's such a weird anticlimactic thing, like, especially at the moment, because you can't necessarily go straight out and gig it. But I think that's why it's almost more important for us to put music out, because I think people need music more than ever. But it's weird. It's a really strange thing. And then I think, like, I'm a very, like, I can't sit still for too long. So I'm almost like, as soon as one thing's done, I'm like, cool, what's the next thing? I'm not like, okay, what? Like, let's chill and enjoy this.
You said that you boys all said that, like, writing this album was kind of like therapy for you. And like you just said, it made you really, really reflective. So, I mean, it's a deep question, but what would you say that you've kind of learned about yourself through the last 2 years of the writing, the recording, putting it together?
There's a couple of moments, like, I think I've put more out in the music than have done before. Like, I think all of us have, but there's topics that are dealt with on the album that I don't think we spoke about necessarily before, like the less shiny parts of love, or like the less shiny parts of just people and being a human being. Do you know what I mean? Like, lonely. There's a song on there called Treading Water that is just about kind of like loneliness and like moments of like lows, do you know what I mean? I don't think we've like necessarily really, really spoke about that on an album before. And it's really nice. It is cathartic to speak about that and not feel like that there's that pristine facade, or like it's good. And I think it instills hopefully that confidence in other people. That's what music is, and what it does, isn't it? It's like so cool looking at your favorite artist, and when you're a for me growing up, it was listening to bands and being like, oh yeah, like I'm going for that, or I love that, or I've got that same energy. So it's like, it's nice to be able to put more of that out there and hopefully instill a bit more.
Totally.
Hey, this is Elliot.
This is Sam. We're from the Rubens.
Send everything, get back, never get back too soon.
Well, the album has been announced. I mean, Aussies all over the country will be rioting in the streets very, very soon to tell us all about... Sam, I was just kidding. Sam's eyes just got very, very wide from the Rubens. Hello, boys.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Sup. Now, talk to me about the album name. I love this. Obviously, you thought of it before 2020. Talk us through it.
The album name is 0202, which is 2020 backwards, and it's extremely simple. to understand. It's always really, really hard to work out an album name, because you want to kind of get something that represents what you've just toiled over for the last couple of years. But you don't want it to be an in-joke, and you don't want it to be sort of, you want it to be relatable.
Yeah.
And this time we were sort of just like at the pub having some lunch and trying to come up with ideas, sort of spitballing. And Will, who plays bass, sort of just threw that out there. Like, it's the year that went backwards, and it's a backwards year. And it just felt right. And we liked the way it sort of, like, we pictured it in our heads, the way that it could be written on an album, and just the image of 0202. And it just sounded and looked cool in our heads, I think.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.